Hello and welcome to another episode of Quantum Physics with Impossible Steve. I am your host, Steve, and I'd just like to give a big thank you to all 79 countries from around the world who have tuned into the show. Please keep sending me your DMs and emails. It's definitely good to hear from all of you. It's, as I say, it's always very, very cool just to talk, be able to speak with people from around the world, different cultures, different philosophies. You know, it's just a different way of living. You know, we live a certain way over here in America for the most part, and other countries just do things different. It's a good learning experience. It is November 6, 2023, and it's 6 a.m. And here in the United States, we do a stupid thing called time change. So I've been up for hours. You know, it's, in the fall, we turn our clocks back an hour. And in the spring, we move them forward an hour. Not all countries do it. There's even a U.S. territory, Puerto Rico, does not do time change. Time change briefly was originally created for farmers, you know, so they could farm more with more daylight. And also, it was also theoretically supposed to save on energy, but I really failed to see how that has worked. Since it gets dark faster in the winter period, you're going to use more light. But, and if you're a farmer, you're going to be up when the sun comes up, and you're going to go to bed when the sun comes down. It doesn't matter what the clock says. Just another ridiculous thing created by man over here in the western part of the world. I don't even know if the eastern part does time change, and if they do, what countries do and what countries don't. Well, you know what, maybe that encouraged me to do a little Google searching. But I do know not all countries do a time change, only some. So maybe I'll look more into that. You can reach me on Facebook at Impossible Steve, Instagram at Impossible Steve, or on X at Impossible Steve 1, which is all one word, Impossible S-T-E-V 1, because it wouldn't let me spell out all as Steve for some reason. But you can also email me at info@impossiblesteve.com or go to the website impossiblesteve.com. So I found a few philosophers. There's so many out there that have very interesting topics, but Dolores Cannon and Gigi Young stand out the most. I do encourage you to you know, look into their stuff. They talk about all kinds of things, from human consciousness to the new earth, which I'm going to be talking about in a minute, to things in the past, things in the future. I will be the first to tell you that both these individuals claim to have communications with spirits, and you know that I'm heavily against that. I believe you need to communicate directly with God. I believe all humans have the ability to do it, and I believe anything that's pretending to be a good spirit is not a good spirit. They are full of information, and the best lie is 98% truth, and that's where the deception falls. I'll give you a brief example. Again, big fan of Gigi Young's work. I have found it completely fascinating. There's just a ton of things, and I mean a ton of things, where I think she's exactly on point. And then there's a few things where I see deception, personally. And now that she knows about my existence, I'm sure she might say, you know, she might have a thing or two to say about that. But this comment is not to bash Gigi Young and her work. Again, I think it's brilliant work. I just do think there's some things in there that people should take into consideration. For instance, she did a segment on the Elohim, and she talked about how the Elohim are here to help and do some good things, la-di-da-di. The Elohim is an evil spirit. They are the spirits of the giants. So if you lean to the Bible and the Christian side of things, the Elohim is very bad. And like I said, the stuff she talks about, I think, is right on point. I think there's a lot of truth to her work, but she openly admits to communicating with spirits. on a daily basis. And I just think that that's wrong. So it doesn't distract me from studying her work or viewing her work. Like I said, there's 98, the best lie is 98% truth. But what it does is it makes me be aware, and it makes me listen to every fine detail so I can pick apart the deception and decide for myself what is true and what is not true. And that's what I encourage you all to do, whether you're listening to me, whether you're listening to Dolores Cannon, Gigi Young, anybody that you could possibly think of, world famous Joe Rogan, Elon Musk, you know, whoever you like. I just encourage you to sit back, listen, and make a decision for yourself, and not just believe every single little thing that comes out of any of our mouths, because we're all going to mess up somewhere. We're doing the best that we can to provide this information, but we're all going to mess up somewhere, including myself. I am not perfect by any means. So what we're going to talk about is the splitting of the earth, because I think, excuse me, my gum, every time I talk, my gum falls into pieces and I'm drinking coffee. But the splitting of the earth, in my opinion, is what the Bible refers to as tribulation and also as Armageddon. I'll explain a little bit why. Also, the splitting of the earth and the New Age community is referring that to the fifth dimension. As you know, human beings are three-dimensional beings. We see, touch, feel, smell things in a three-dimensional form. And the theory is some of us are going to be able to elevate our consciousness to a higher dimension. I'm going to talk about that a little bit as well. But first, I like to share a personal story, because it's nice to, in my opinion, to hear personal stories of what people go on a daily basis who are trying to expand their consciousness, who are trying to, you know, better themselves, better their lives, and also who do believe in a shift. I do believe in a shift. I think the Bible talks about it, and I think some of these other people are talking about it. And whether you call it 5D or tribulation or rapture or whatever, I don't really think it matters what the word is. I think there is some kind of shift that's going to take place. And like I said, I'm going to discuss that. But as I'm saying this, there's still everyday life. There's still things we go through. So, you know, you might see, for those of you who follow me on social media, I oftentimes will put a picture of a phoenix on things and make comments, talk trash, if you will. I think it's funny. A lot of times it's a phoenix of fire or a phoenix of water or a phoenix of fire and water to represent energy. You know, water is a constant flow of energy. It can be very calm and soothing, and it can come in like a tidal wave and just annihilate a city, right? And then fire just, you know, fire burns things to the ground. And the concept of the phoenix is for it to light itself on fire and rise from its own ashes to be even better, you know. So when I send the phoenix image on fire, that means I'm burning down something, making a change, and hopefully rise up from that change. I have made mistakes along the way, unfortunately. But, you know, like I said, I came to Omaha. You have many soulmates in life. Some are friends, some are family, some are boyfriend, girlfriend, some are husband, wives. They all serve a purpose. And diving into the quantum realm and using the gifts God has given me, some of those gifts being highly intuitive, being able to see things like the future, if you will, I guess you could call it that, or a psychic ability, just being able to know things are coming before that they come, which could also be intuition. But being able to know that I'm going in a certain direction to find certain things, being able to light things on fire and rebuild it, being able to channel what I call the energy of water. All this is quantum stuff. All this is the ability God has given me to do, and I think He's given if not every person, a lot of people, the ability to do it. It's just some haven't discovered that yet, or some are blind to it for whatever reason. But with that said, I came to find the soulmate and also build, you know, a new life, a nice lifestyle, relaxing, fun, like I've done in the past. You know, I've lived on beaches, I've stayed around the world, I've always had nice places. You know, the American dream, right? So I got a flat, it's brand new, it's only 2 months old, just built in downtown Omaha. Downtown Omaha is full of like restaurants and bars and wine and music and art and parks, and the people are just so laid back and they're so nice, and there's concerts and plays and just event centers and different events, indoor and outdoor, and it's just a fun place. Really nice place. The soulmate actually helped me get the place. So basically, God, in my talks with God, gave me a choice. He said, you know, Steve, basically you built this little life. I've talked many times about being a co-creator and communicating with God and asking him for things, and I think everything we create is because he allows it to happen. So he's, you know, basically saying you've co-created a nice life for yourself, so you can stay here, be all buddy-buddy with your new little soulmate, and enjoy this nice little life. You know, there'll be, just like any life, struggles, there'll be good times, there'll be bad times, there'll be, you know, it's life, you know. It's a part of the game, it's a part of the journey that we all play. So he said, you can enjoy that and ride this timeline out. You know, I've talked many times about the timeline destroying itself, the timeline changing, the timeline splitting, which is the same thing as the earth splitting that I'll be talking about in a minute. Or you can go even further down the rabbit hole. Now, I've gone down the rabbit hole a long time ago. I talked about it in my earlier podcast. I talked about the NDE. I talked about all the changes physically, mentally. I've done just so much since that time, which I believe, it was around 2016, of the what I call epic changes. So you can go either further down the rabbit hole and you can change everything. The problem with going down the rabbit hole is I have been able to see everything up to this point. And now I'm not going to be able to see anything. I had to rely on soul faith and 100% on faith in God, and that's it. I'm not going to be allowed to see anything further. It will literally be created, if you will, as I go along. So, you know, I had to think about that for a little while, because one of the things we do here, in my opinion, as all human beings, is we face our ego, our self. And my ego built this place in Omaha. Even though I've changed a lot over the years and I've settled down and calmed down and have a lot more respect for people in general than I used to. I used to be hell on wheels, if you will, you know, very destructive individual, and took things and conquered, and that's why I made a bunch of money. And not that everyone that makes a bunch of money is a mean person, it's just in order to do the things that I did, I destroyed things. So I came a long ways in my growth, and some of that was because God pretty much knocked me on my own ass, and that's a wake-up call as well. But with all that said, you know, I count that lucky. Not everyone gets knocked on their own ass to wake up. They have to do it by themselves. Luckily, in my opinion, God chose me and knocked me on my ass and said, all right, you going to get up now? Are you ready to act like a good person now? So in my opinion, I was lucky for that to take place. Or I might still be a shithead, you know. Most likely would have still been a shithead, to unfortunately. But with all that said, So to change everything and move forward, you know, I understand that I'm a co-creator. I understand it. The question is, do I really believe in it? So this is a little bit, I said fear comes in many forms. So, you know, it made me a little bit nervous of not being able to see ahead any longer. And I realized that that's fear. And I realized that my ego, even though this is such a wonderful place, and I really do love it here, I realized that my ego has built this place. So it kind of sucks. So in order to move forward, and this has to do with the new earth, you know, or the tribute, or the rapture, or the fifth dimension, or whatever you want to call it. But in order to move forward, I had to make a choice. Do I walk blindly in faith from here on out and light this place on fire? Not in a literal sense, in a metaphorical sense. Or do I stay here and, you know, have a pretty decent life, you know, ride the timeline out? And I said, you know, I'm here to beat myself and I'm here to conquer fear. And the only way to do that is to go down the rabbit hole. So I'm going to light, metaphorically, Omaha on fire. Now, you might think this is easy, but trust me, it's a lot harder than you think. Number one, when you light something metaphorically on fire, it is like a real fire in a sense of, you know, like let's say your house burns down and you rebuild it. Well, you rebuilt the house, so things are a little bit different. You can never identically rebuild what you lost in that fire. You can get most of it back, but you always end up losing something, you know, and you might even gain more from it. You never know. It's unfortunate that the house burnt down. You rebuilt it the best that you could. And you try to put as much stuff back in it the best that you could. So you got to be careful with that portion of it. It's not as simple as, oh, I'm going to burn this down and rise from my own ashes. I'm a badass. Phoenix, yeah, give me a tattoo. No, it doesn't quite work that way. It's very complicated, and it can be extremely difficult. So it's not something that you, oh, well, I messed up. Let's light this bad boy on fire. You don't want to necessarily do that. You want to be very cautious about your move. However, if you are a believer in God and you do have the faith, you will know in some way, shape, or form, in one way or another, you'll be better off. So for instance, maybe I won't have this amazing place anymore. Maybe I'll have a better one, or maybe I'll have one that's not, maybe it's not as amazing, but it, for some reason I'm just in a better place spiritually, because that's how God looks at things. So if you think you're just going to walk around and change something and end up on a yacht, you might have one thing coming, because God don't care about yachts. So, you know, you got to decide on what you want. Your ego plays a factor in the nice lifestyle, where God doesn't care about a nice lifestyle. He wants you to be happy, sure. He wants you to be comfortable, 100%. He don't want you living in a cave. But his idea of a nice lifestyle and your idea of a nice lifestyle are two different things. Okay, so you gotta really think about this stuff, because this decision is going to change you. So, again, to bring up Dolores Cannon, she said, hey man, you know, create a simple lifestyle for yourself. Quit having all this awesome stuff where you're constantly worried about bills and paying this and paying that and having to create new ways to make money so you can get this and get that. She said, create a simple lifestyle for yourself. And in my opinion, I'd never met the woman, but I think she did do that. I think she, you know, she probably had a house, she probably had a car to get from point A to B. I don't think it was anything amazing, you know. I think it was comfortable. And I think she lived a simple lifestyle because I think she followed what she was preaching. Those are some things. So like I said, it was a difficult decision, especially knowing your soulmate is here. Again, whether that's a friend, family, relative, lover or non-lover, it doesn't necessarily matter. And there are, and you do run across many in your life, but it's still a good part of your life, meaning, any kind of soulmate you come into contact with is definitely a good friend and a good energy you want to be around. So a lot of stupid gum. A lot of things to really think about, but nevertheless, I decided to reshuffle the deck, burn it down, go down that rabbit hole even further, and let's see what happens, right? So that's kind of the personal story of what's going on right now. I do think that with everything going on, not only in my own life, but just in the world in general, that these changes are going to happen a little bit more quickly. So I think if you do follow me on social media and stuff, you will see some pretty significant changes in the next 1 to 6 months, if I had to guess. Again, I can't see right now. I think that's one of the things, like a blind faith here. So, but if I had to guess, I think you would see significant changes in the 1 to 6 months, and that guess is just based on, what I've done in the past. So I figured if I could do it in the past, I could do it again, and if I have God's help, I can move even faster. Again, he doesn't ever have to help, but I think that if he does help, it would go extremely quickly. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the new earth, or this 5D shift, or the rapture, as the Bible talks about. And if nothing else, I put a lot of links on this. I spent all morning just finding short YouTube clips. Instead of posting articles and stuff, people could watch an 8 to 15 minute clip. I try to find as much stuff as I could on YouTube that made the most sense about what I'm talking about today. Because short little clips are kind of fun to watch, they're short, you can take your time, you can pause them. When you're reading, you're kind of in the middle of something, you don't really want to stop, you just want to finish the reading and then go do what it is. You like say you got to go to the bathroom, you want to hurry up and read those three paragraphs real quick so you can go to the bathroom. But with the little YouTube clip, you just hit pause, right? Or if your phone rings, you just hit pause. You just don't, if you're a reader like me, you don't want to be interrupted when you're reading. It ruins your train of thought. So the first one's only 8 minutes long, and it does a very good brief explanation of New Earth and why most people will not shift to the New Earth. And it's basically because of their own thought and awareness. And I liked it because the first thing I thought of was the Bible said, my people will suffer because of their own ignorance, meaning in the end times, in the end days, and the people who aren't shifting, in my opinion, the people who are staying here to ride the timeline out. There's going to be a ton of good people. Very few are shifting. Very few are leaving. I mean, there's 8 billion people on the planet, and honestly, you. Maybe a couple million people, if that, will shift. I mean, it's going to be enough number where people will notice them being gone, and a big enough number where the world will notice them being gone, which will cause a little bit of fear and panic, like, why did these people disappear? But it's not going to be a huge number, because most people are trapped in the matrix system that was created by whatever entity you want to call it. I refer to it as the devil, which alters their thought, their perception, and their awareness. And it traps them where they're unable to increase their vibrational frequency. Also, the attack on food, the vaccines, you name it, alcohol, drugs are starting to become more and more legal. All this stuff lowers your vibrational frequency. Now that they're trying to take away your food, like the healthy food you eat, and replace it with processing food, food that's created in labs, whether it's a piece of meat, whether it's a piece of fruit, it was created in a lab and not grown the right way, the natural way, the way God intended, that lowers your vibrational frequency. This is all being done to trap you from being able to go to the next stage. And it's going to affect billions of people. And no, that doesn't mean you're going to perish in hell. It just simply means you're going to ride the timeline out. I'll explain a little bit of that in this, and you'll ride that out, and you'll simply go through the process again, because we go through evolutionary stages of incarnation after incarnation until we finally get it right. Arguably, you could all be here because of my incarnation. This is all one big show. There's a theory about that. Pretty cool theory. You know, one of my favorite theories. However, I think people are their own individuals, and I don't think that I necessarily created them. I think I create the scenarios in my life. Again, well, that can be just a whole nother show and a very deep topic that we don't really want to dive into right now. But I digressed a little bit. People suffer in their own ignorance. And I think the little 8-minute clip does a very good job of explaining very briefly the new earth, and people will leave and people will stay, and here's why. And I found it fascinating. And it was supposed to be something by Dolores Cannon that some guy copied or whatever. At least I think, I don't know. When I do this stuff, I move very fast, and I'm just grabbing things as quickly as I can. Because I know it's there and I know how to get to it. But I don't, if I would have sat there and watched every single second of all the clips and read all the stuff, I'd still be sitting here going through it. So I have to move at a little more of a rapid pace for time. And I do the best that I can. But I can move very, very fast when I have to. Another gift God give me. But in a higher frequency, to explain this new earth a little bit, the best I can explain it, Gigi Young, again, bring her up, and Dolores Cannon talks about earth splitting, where like some people will go to this new 5-dimensional earth, and they explain what it is. And it's basically where people are a higher frequency, where they may even change, be different in appearance, where they're more spirit and less material. And a lot of philosophers talk about this. And in my opinion, and I believe Gigi Young even mentioned this, but in my opinion, that is that's the rapture. That's the point of time where people disappear. Because if, because some of you might not believe all this stuff, but if a person was able to raise their vibrational frequency to a higher level, our eyes can only perceive so much. So at a certain frequency, we can no longer see things. We can no longer perceive things. And just to prove this point, you can do quick Google searches on what your eyes can see and what frequencies they can, you know, see light at. Because at the end of the day, everything you see is some form of light. It's some form of a reflection. That's how you perceive. That's how you're able to see in a 3D reality. So I went to the world famous ChatGPT. Which of course there's also been like real scientific studies by actual scientists. If you want to do a deep dive into your internet searches and look into eyes and perception and what hurts they can see and what hurts they cannot see, lower frequencies, higher frequencies, and you can spend years reading that stuff if you really want to. But at the end of the day, there's certain frequencies, higher and lower, we can't see, period. You know, like for instance, the cells in our body, we can't see that unless we have a microscope. We know they're there. We can't see it with our physical eyes, but under a microscope, we can. So there are things that we can see and we can't see. So Chat GPT, I'll read this to you. The human eye is sensitive to a wide range of frequencies of light, including those that are beyond the range of 60 hertz, because it was believed we could only see up to 60 hertz. This is saying we can see much farther than that. The eye is able to detect light within frequencies as low as 400 terahertz and as high as around 790 terahertz. This range is known as the visual spectrum of light and is the portion of the electromagnetic spectrum that we can see with our eyes. Within the visible spectrum, different colors of light correspond to different frequencies. The eye is able to detect these different colors by the use of cells called rods and cones in the retina, which are sensitive to different frequencies of light. That's how we see. Okay. So I've talked about in other podcasts briefly about there's no way that, in my opinion, that God, being as great and as powerful as he is going to create one tiny little planet and say, all you guys live on this tiny little planet, and when you die, some of you go into heaven, some of you go into hell. If you are like the all of all, that sounds boring. Would, like I said I think it was in my first season, if you were God, would you not create an earth within an earth within an earth within an earth, like different dimensions, different things going on simultaneously within the same sphere? Now that is something a God would do, not to mention the one that created everything. Okay, so you have multiple things going on. You have different timelines. Your soul is scattered across multiple timelines. One version you're good, one version you're bad, one version you're a man, one version you're a woman, one version you're a banker, one version you're a robber. And you're all inside the same sphere going on simultaneously. So that makes way more sense than just, here's the earth, you're going to stay on it. When you die, you're going to go to heaven, or you're going to reincarnate, or whatever you guys believe in, and that's it. That is boring. There's no way something so intelligent and powerful would do that. That would be, I just don't see that. You know, it's too simple. We're dealing with something extremely complex, me referring to God. Our minds cannot even understand it. It's so complex. There's no way it would create something so simple. Complex beings would never create something so simple, period. So with that said, there's things we can't see. So if, for instance, here we are in present day reality inside a sphere, which we call Earth, and there's multiple things going on, but we can only see up to certain things, so we're not going to be able to see some of the lower dimensions and some of the higher dimensions, which I think where the Bible refers to heaven and hell. Heaven has been referred to many times, like a heaven on Earth. Create your own heaven on Earth, if you will, you know, and then hell, darker dimensions, lower dimensions. So that could all be still within the same sphere. And I think what the apocalypse actually is when God destroys the entire sphere, all the dimensions inside the sphere. So there's going to be timelines that come and go throughout the course of the Earth's existence. Let's say it's billions of years for conversation. There's going to be timelines that come and go because this thing's going to last billions of years, and one day God's going to say, I've had enough. All these souls have learned their lesson, or they have not, and I'm going to take care of this sphere, and maybe you'll build another one. I don't know. I'm not even quite sure how that works. But we have been told that this ends. And all philosophers across the board, whether they believe in Christianity or not, agree that this ends. And Nostradamus and G.G. Jung also talk about humanity lives over 7,000 years. G.G. gives the exact number, and so did Nostradamus. They're very similar. It's just under 8,000 years AD after death. You have before common era, after what I call after death, which is after the death of Christ. So 8,000 years, we're over 2,000 years in. So I don't think every dimension of the world is coming to an end. I think, like I said in many of my last few podcasts, this timeline is coming to an end. And what happens is when a timeline comes to an end, Earth keeps going, souls keep going, people start all over. It's like a big reset. But some people get to continue forward. And some of these people who are highly spiritual, they all believe in God one way or another, because I think because we're here dealing with our ego, we don't even have all of religion right. We understand it and we believe in it, and a lot of us have faith, but we're not fully understanding the concept because it's complex. But I think some of these beings who are going to be extremely spiritual, extremely about God, are going to shift into what everyone's calling this new earth, this five dimension, this rapture. And I think it's going to take place soon because this timeline, we got the Great War coming. I've talked about it many times. You're watching on the news right now, the whole world's in conflict, and it's only going to get worse and worse and worse. I told you months ago there's going to be a conflict on U.S. soil. You can see that's brewing. That's only a matter of time. It's just common sense now. So you're seeing all these things take place. Well, some of these people that are raising their vibrations are going to miss this. They're going to skip it. And they're going to go and they're going to split. In order to explain the earth split, they're going to split and they're going to do their thing. Where, like, this little 8-minute clip I told you about kind of explains, it's no more about money and billions and cars and stuff. It'd be more about community, kind of like you see on the movie where people live in like little villages and like one person makes bread and one person makes the meat and one person grows the corn and they all come and sit and eat at the same table type of thing. Arguably what we did a long time ago when we first colonized into the United States, but something like that, or some kind of, that's the best way I can visual it, and explain it so you can visualize it. Because I think we can all, if you're a halfway normal person, I think you can all sit here and agree no one person needs $1 billion. No one person needs 10 homes and 5 cars and 2 yachts and a private airplane. No one person needs that. It's the most ridiculous thing. I guess it's easy for me to say because I don't have it. I don't know. I've never had a desire to be a billionaire. Now, I've made millions of dollars before, and I've had a desire to make millions of dollars, I've had this desire and still have the desire to be successful. And I do think all people should be financially stable and have a decent car and a decent house and have a nice family. And I think all people should enjoy that. I don't think people should have to struggle. And I think people are struggling because a long time ago we quit working together. We started separating ourselves and separating groups and becoming and wanting more and more and more. So our own egos have caused some of arguably all the chaos that is going on today. So that has to end. And I think not only does it have to end, it's going to end. And I think these people who go on to the new earth will have to be able to separate themselves from the ego and fear, or they're not going. And I think there's going to be a lot of people that try to go to the new earth and fail. They just don't make it. They believe in it so much, but they just can't get rid of that ego, or there's just enough of it to alter their thought and perception to keep them here. And they're going to barely miss the train. And they're going to ride the timeline out. And what they'll do is they'll do their best to, kind of like you read about in Revelations, you know, there'll be believers that make it all the way through tribulation. Many of them will perish, because in Revelation, almost everyone perishes. But if you actually make it to the end, and then those people go on to the kingdom age, is how the story goes in Revelations. I think you're going to see a similar thing here with this timeline. Because again, I don't think the entire sphere is going to be destroyed. I think this timeline, this dimension, has reached its end. And I think some people are barely going to make it through by some miracle of God. It would be the only way. And they will go on. And some people will go on before any of that even happens. And some people will write it out, and they'll simply reincarnate again when that time comes. Learn their lesson. And kind of rinse, dry, and repeat type of thing until I finally get it right. Because you can be put on any timeline God chooses at any time. So like, for instance, I'm a believer of the new earth, the rapture, if you will, and I want to go. And I'm going to do things, you know, I realize that I have to, you know, lose some ego, lose some fear. I want to go. I don't want to ride this one out unless I got to, type of thing. And I will no longer be, if I succeed, this 3D form that you see. And what that means is, the reason why I'm bringing this up is some people think negatively. So I want to talk about suicide briefly. People will say, well, is he suicidal? Does he want to like not live here anymore? And let me tell you a stance on suicide. I'm heavily against it. And let me tell you what I think happens. If a person commits suicide, I believe in that old Catholic tradition of purgatory, and I think you're put on a timeline for a reason to accomplish certain things. And I think if you try to cheat the system, let's say commit suicide, like, I don't want to be here, this sucks, right? Or the world's coming to an end, and I don't want to be here for that shit. Like, I'm just going to off myself. Well, it doesn't quite work that way, because what happens is you're going to go through some purgatory at a soul level, and it's going to be probably very painful and frightening. And then you're going to get sent back to an even harder timeline, in my opinion. And you're going to have to work your way through that. And just to make things even a little bit more fun, God's probably going to most likely make it to where you couldn't kill yourself if you wanted to. So like, let's say, you know, you've heard of people jumping off a building and they survived, but they broke every bone in their body and then they're in the hospital for 8 months. That type of scenario. So I definitely, if you are scared or worried or contemplating any kind of suicide for any reason, number one, obviously go get help, go seek some counseling. Please talk to your loved ones. And number two, it doesn't work that way. You're going to really put yourself in a bad place spiritually. And I guarantee you, after you go through that once, you're obviously never going to do that again in any lifetime. Because I think purgatory could be quite frightening if a soul was trapped in it for, let's just say, like one lifetime. What is that, you know, roughly 120 years? I think that would teach someone a lesson. So no, what I'm saying here is, if I have a chance to conquer my own ego, conquer my own fear, and leave this material body the way God intended me to leave, then I'm all game. That's something I want to try to do. And that's something that I've been trying to do. So, and just even saying that makes me a little nervous. So back to the fear, I have to conquer the fear, because we're talking about a perception that we've been brought up our whole life thinking was bad. You know, we're talking about, in a way, leaving a material body and becoming a more spiritual body. Well, some people view that as death. I don't think that's death at all. I don't necessarily know what happens when people die, even though I lean towards the incarnation theories I happen to be a very big believer in incarnation theories. I'm talking about someone just sitting there talking to you and they disappear in front of your eyes, if you will. Like a real shift. Like no death, no nothing, no, he died in his sleep, or no, like, there was an accident. No, just a person literally going to another dimension. Like when I walk out this door, this office, and I open it, and phew, I'm in another dimension, and no one here can see me anymore. But I can only see things in the new dimension, and I don't even know I'm necessarily in the new dimension right away. Like some sci-fi movie stuff, right? That's what I'm talking about. And I think we have the ability to do it, and I think some of us are going to get a chance to do it. And that's another reason why I wanted to go down the rabbit hole. I think that this is the chance we're going to see some type of a rapture within the next 1 to 3 years. One, this meaning this year, 2023. So between 2023, 2024, 2025, whether it's now or towards the end, sometime in between there, I think there's going to be reports around the world of people who have vanished, like gone missing. Or, I was just talking to my husband and I went to the living room and came back and he wasn't in the kitchen and I can't find him. Oh my gosh, where's he at? That type of stuff, like the movie stuff, right? I think some of us are going to get there. I think some of us are going to do it. And the ones who are stuck here, again, don't worry. Because you're going to get a chance to obviously prove your faith. You're going to be protected in a way. And if the timeline does end, then I had this conversation with someone years ago. I said, it sucks if God's going to come in the world, because then, we got to suffer because of people's stupidity. And she said, no, that wouldn't be the case. She said, it would be so fast you wouldn't even know it. The people who suffer are the ones who are the bad ones, who are really doing the bad out there. The good people who are just stuck here in their own, let's say their own ignorance, if you will, many of them will go so fast they won't even know that it happened. So, and if that scares you, I'm sorry, there's nothing more I can do. I think for the believers that are stuck here, very few of them will suffer, and the ones that do, it's a because it's a test of faith. Bottom line, I am that much of a religious nut. God's like, all right, hey, you said you believed. Well, we're gonna see. These guys are beating the crap out of you. We're gonna see if you how much you really do believe. I don't think very many people will have to deal with that at all, to be honest with you. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to touch on that. There's so much to the split, but I would like to say this. So when that split takes place and this timeline ends, that either one or two things are going to happen. Either it just ends and then these people go on New Earth and other people reincarnate. Or you would have more of a true Armageddon scenario where the people split, they become, they're obviously spiritual, higher dimension, lower dimension, got a lot of war going on, like World War III, if you will, dying, bloodshed, boom, boom, boom. And then the new Earth and the old Earth come back together. That's another revelation scenario. I don't think that happens till the very end. But for conversation, let's just say that that happens, and the new Earth and the old Earth collide back together again. You got World War III going on with the rapture that just collided. That would be, in my opinion, some kind of your spiritual battle where Christ comes and finishes off all the evil, because that is it's. One of the things Christ was trying to do and did do was spread the consciousness through all of humanity. So that consciousness is in that new earth with all those people, that consciousness will collide back with that old earth with all those souls and all that energy to wipe out the evil. And then the ones who survive all that would clearly see the consciousness for themselves and shift over to that consciousness is another theory. I think all that happens at the end when all of these dimensions of the earth are destroyed, but it is something to consider with this timeline. It again, I don't know it all, and the information is all over the place, and some of it's hard for me to understand, but I can see that type of a scenario. And I think Gigi Young talked about that. I don't know, she's done like a ton of videos. This girl's been around for years, so it's hard to dig through all that information because there's just so much of it, and she's a talker, and they're long. Some of them are really long, some are short, some really long, at least the ones I found. Make sure I got everything. I took little notes. Briefly, I posted a couple links in this that they're going to talk about very briefly, the World Economic Forum and their treaty. Listen, the UN just did a press release saying that in the next few years, all of society is going to have to use Bill Gates' digital ID system. You know, World Economic Forum is trying to do a treaty where if countries sign it, and our country is supposed to sign it in May, that the World Economic Forum and the WHO have, you know, full power to enforce pandemic measures whenever they wish. So if they even think there's a pandemic, they can declare a pandemic. They decide what vaccines you take. They decide if you work or not, unless you have this vaccine, blah, 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 blah. Like, it goes on and on and on. I posted a few links. It's real. I mean, the information's out there. They're not hiding it. I know the digital ID is real because back in 2020, when I was talking with SOCOM, which is a branch of the government for data security, Gavi, MasterCard, and another blockchain company was there introducing the digital ID. So not only was SOCOM talking to me about data security, they were also looking at that digital ID, which is obviously taken off. Bill Gates has a lot of money, so he can really promote and push that. So all that's coming, and all this is talked about in Revelation, digital IDs and plagues and diseases. And look, you know, you got the CBDC coming out. It's already been tested here in the United States, and Citibank's already implementing it with their customers. They're just flat out not even telling people, you know, because it's a system we kind of already have. It's just a more, we already have digital money, so it's just more of an elimination of cash with a different type of digital money that can literally be programmed to dissolve, or you can only spend it on certain things. So let's say you try to boycott Bud Light because you don't like the whole whatever. Well, they can program it to where the only beer you can buy is Bud Light. There you go, you know. So because they know at the end of the day, all their power is based on this fake perception of money. So if they can control the money supply, they can tell you what you can eat, what you can't eat, what you can drink. You can't go pull your money out of the bank because it's not there. It's digital, it's air. So the whole thing is stupid. It's stupid, and it's here, and all you got to do is a quick 5-minute Google search, and you'll find all the information out you could possibly imagine about it. Now, all that is going on that I just talked about is clearly in Revelation. It talks about it word for word, actually. So I don't know if these nut jobs just read it because they're so satanic that they want to create, you know, they want to try to, you know, get the devil here themselves. Like, I don't know what their motivation is behind it, but they're doing it and they've created it. So, you know, it's just plain as day, and it's so easy to see. But I posted a few little clips about that as well, so you can be more informed on that, because we are reaching Definitely a very interesting time. So you are going to see some type of a new earth shift, and you are going to see some people leave. And now you'll know why. If you listen to this, you've heard the explanation. You can choose to believe it or not. And hey, and you know what? People are going to realize people are gone, and they're still not going to believe what I just said. And there's just nothing we can do about that, nor do I really care. I can't help stupid. So, at the end of the day, thank you all for listening. We're about 55 minutes in now. I'm going to post this. I'm going to post the links. Please check out the links, but like nothing else, at least check out the first one because it's 8 minutes and it's so short and sweet. It will probably pretty much explain everything I talked about in the last 55 minutes. I thought it was that good. But check out everything. Let me know your thoughts. And it was nice to do this again, and good from hearing from all of you on the platforms, and have a great day.